Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 26th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Poland on Tuesday officially became a framework nation of the multinational Eurocorps military group, with Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak attending the welcoming ceremony in Strasbourg, France. During his speech yesterday, Błaszczak described the Eurocorps as an important part of the command architecture in NATO and the EU. He went on to urge the six framework nations of the Eurocorps to do everything to make sure the force is ready and able to meet challenges and play a significant role in NATO. The comments were an apparent reference to the ongoing security crisis with Russia, which has demanded a scaled-down NATO presence in countries such as Poland and the Baltic states, along with guarantees that additional countries such as Ukraine would never be allowed to join the alliance. According to Błaszczak, by stepping up involvement in Eurocorps, we are demonstrating that Poland is not just a consumer of security, but also guarantees security. An associated nation since 2002, Poland is now the Eurocorps' sixth framework nation, joining France, Germany, Spain, Belgium, and Luxembourg. Older elementary school children and high school students in Poland will switch to remote learning as the Omicron coronavirus variant continues to drive up infection rates. Education Minister Przemysław Czarnek announced the changes yesterday during a press conference. Beginning Thursday, classes will be conducted remotely until the end of the Feria winter break period in late February. Of the nearly 37,000 new coronavirus cases and 252 additional deaths confirmed yesterday, the highest numbers were reported in the provinces of Mazowiecki, with over 6,000 cases, and Silesia, with over 5,000. In Pomerania, an additional 2,175 new infections were reported yesterday, with an additional 12 deaths. Poland's governing conservatives on Tuesday said they would submit new legislation to help combat the coronavirus pandemic. The announcement came after politicians from the country's main parliamentary parties met yesterday to discuss COVID-19 policies amidst a resurge in infections. Amidst a resurgence in infections, government spokesman Piotr Mueller told reporters the new bill would be unveiled on Wednesday or Thursday of this week and would be drawn up on the basis of proposals floated by the opposition during the meeting and additional ideas that have emerged within the cabinet. The new bill will reportedly comprehensively supplement an existing COVID-19 verification proposal submitted by Czesław Hoc in December. Hoc's proposed bill would give employers the right to demand that staff produce vaccination certificates, a negative COVID-19 test, or proof of having recovered from the coronavirus. Polish tennis phenom Iga Świątek has advanced to the semifinals of the women's singles competition at the Australian Open Grand Slam tennis tournament in Melbourne. The 20-year-old Pole, ranked world number 9 by the Women's Tennis Association, defeated Estonia's Kaia Kanepi in 3 sets during the quarterfinals match at Melbourne Park earlier this morning. Świątek will have a bit of a break before she faces off against Danielle Collins of the United States, who is currently ranked world number 30. The match is set for 10:45 a.m. tomorrow. Świątek is currently Poland's last hope at the prestigious Australian competition after Hubert Hurkacz, Magda Linette and Kamil Majczak all crashed out in the second round. The Australian Open is set to wrap up Sunday, January 30th.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy, cold and wet with a chance for rain showers throughout the day and a strong breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will peak around a high of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 3 degrees centigrade or 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected tomorrow with a chance for some snow over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.